Hi everyone. Now we have Igia here, and she will talk to us about snapshot photography.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today.
Hi.
So why don't we start by, if you could just give the audience a quick background on your project.
Okay. For my research paper, my project initially was like the interest of the use of vernacular snapshot photography in visual communication because taking snapshots has now become like a default, intuitive and ubiquitous way for us to communicate because we all have our smartphone with us 24/7 and it's very easy to take a picture. So I feel like it's a medium that's very democratic. And also like it not only capture and document, it's not only for like capture and document event experiences, it also become like a social tool for us to like validate ourselves in like in our contemporary world because we post them on our social
right.
media platforms. Yeah, so that's why I was interested in this topic initially.
Okay. So this is basically what you're doing in the project. And how, is there any specific reasons that you kind of chose this snapshot topic and why now?
Because I just thought about why I was like drawn to this medium, but like after like a few research choices, I feel like initially, I was only analyzing like the potential of snapshots and why it's like why we're drawn to it and how people are using it. But I feel like I'm now analyzing from like a more critical point of view because now I feel like the most interesting point in snapshot photography is like its sense of place and in time.
Okay.
So it's not really about the picture. It's more about like. Why we want to show other people we experience that thing.
Okay, interesting. And what is it that you want to achieve from your practice, from your investigation in snapshots and snapshot photography and that sort of thing? What are you hoping to get out of that?
I guess like in the first place I was interested in like how like online celebrities get so many likes and views because all their posting is like their selfies or it's like following a formula, but
okay.
It works very well because everyone's like they're getting a lot of click likes, and so I was initially interested in that, but I'm not seeing like any way to go from it because it's very superficial.
Okay. Good.
Cool,
that's fine. And a good question now would be what do you have in your drawer?
Oh, in my drawer.
Yeah.
It was like two experiments I did with like the idea of snapshot photography. To be honest, I'm not like completely happy with the result, but like it's a way of me thinking about how snapshot works. One of them is like the sense of so I put like images I took, and the pictures, the snapshot pictures I took, it's like one of them is like a picture I took in Malta, but like there's a guy wearing a sweatpants that says New York, and I
okay.
put it on like a Google Map location so that you can feel like the sense of location in it, and it's like
right.
contradiction
okay.
between it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. There's three images like that in,
okay.
in there.
Interesting. And how your own photography practice is going to respond to the blurring between staged and unstaged snapshots?
I guess like to me, all snapshots are staged, especially in this time of age.
Mm.
No one will actually believe a snapshot is not staged because people spend a lot of time even retouching it.
Right.
Yeah, so so it's like for me it's like just for communication purpose, and I guess I'm yeah, to go back to the what I talked about before, I want to maybe like trying to put trying to like figure out what makes people attract to using this medium, not like limited myself to work with this medium. So I guess I want to work with like the sense of time in space, but not limited to using snapshots.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just using snapshot,
the idea of
snapshot photography as to investigate a bigger idea. Like, so you're taking that as let's say a lens that you can look at time and space. Right? Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, because I think now we talk everything like according to like digital and virtual, but we're not like completely digital virtual yet. So I want to figure out like the relationship between like virtually physical space, I guess. I'm not sure how to put it now.
Okay.
But something like that.
Interesting. And do you see where your project is going in the future? Do you have any maybe ideas about how you're going to pursue that further? Are you still going to be using snapshots, or you're going to be investigating more snapshots?
I guess I wanted to make it more like a social issue now, for like I want to like interview people how they feel about like their physical surroundings and their like digital space, and figure out like the link between the two, because we talk about like digital space as it's like expensive and like free, all like full of freedom and everything, but like sometimes feel more restricted in my digital space than in my physical space, and it's less open-ended, so maybe like dig deeper into that
realm.
Yeah,
cool. Is there anything else that you would like to talk to us about? Any thoughts on your mind?
Let me think.
Yeah.
I guess like I want to like trying to collaborate with people with different backgrounds, so like it's like more, have a more worldly view. I feel like I'm very worried about that.
Okay. So you feel like
you've
been focused too much on your own, and you want to get different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, I think. But do you want to be people that share the same concerns, but coming from different practices, or maybe people that have different interests, and then just involve them in your ideas and see how that goes on?
Yeah, because I feel like for graphic design, people already did a lot to improve its aesthetic value and its use. So maybe like what I'm more interested in is how other professions think about graphic design or can work with graphic design. Maybe they're not even aware of. We can like help them to.
Okay, interesting. What other professions do you think would maybe be a good profession to include in your practice, like? Because other professions are, you have so many other professions, but do you have anything on mind that you would want to explore? Like, is it psychology, architects, spatial designers, any specific profession? Accountants?
Not accountants, but like, yeah, like people with, like, that have their own shops or workshops, or people that's like running their own business, more like independent.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Igea, for being with us today.
Okay.
And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be coming next, Daniela, and she will be talking to us about the public voice.